It's Mark chapter 6, and I'll be reading verse 30 to the end of the chapter. If you would help, the page number in the pew hymnal is page 41. So it's Mark chapter 6, beginning with verse 30, and you can find it in your pew hymnal on page, New Testament page 41. Last week, it does seem a while ago, but not quite that long. Last week, you may remember that at the end of the story, Jesus sends the disciples out two by two in order to have them preach and teach and heal throughout the towns and villages of the Galilee. Well, they've done this, and our scripture picks up as they're gathering back around Jesus and telling him all that has taken place during their mission trips. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. They went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all around the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send the crowd away, so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something to eat for themselves." But Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat." The disciples said to Jesus, "Are we going to buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And Jesus said, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. Then Jesus ordered them to get all the people to sit in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 100 and of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, Jesus looked up to heaven. He blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He divided the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were filled, and they looked, and they took 12 baskets full of broken pieces and fish. And all who ate numbered 5,000 men. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethesda, while he stayed and dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, Jesus went up to a mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw they were straining at the oars against the adverse wind, Jesus came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then Jesus got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, the people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplace and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. May God add a blessing to the reading of the Scripture.